With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. With 5 years of challenging milk prices in the rearview mirror, U.S. dairy producers have much to be thankful for this year. Improving milk prices and other economic signals point to an optimistic year ahead. At least that's what Mark Stevenson has to say. Mark is a University of Wisconsin dairy policy analyst.
I think that we've had a difficult time maybe experiencing optimism in the industry, but prices are more than a dollar higher today than they were at the same time last year. So people are beginning to feel like maybe we're on the backside of that. And I do think we are.
That increase is mostly led by growing demand for cheese and butter. Americans today consume a little more than 36 pounds of cheese per person.
We should continue to fight for all the sales that we can get in those product categories, but you got to look at the whole picture. I heard one person comment that rather than drinking our milk, now we're eating our milk.
And as a major player in the world dairy market, there's also global forces at work that can impact milk prices right here at home.
We're third largest exporter. And so it matters what our overseas customers want in the way of products.
Andy says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement could have a huge impact on the market in 2020. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.